Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Where is God?
From the prophet Zechariah, the second chapter. I, Zechariah, raised my eyes and looked. There was a man with a measuring line in his hand. I asked him, Where are you going? He answered, To measure Jerusalem, to see how great is the width and how great is its length. Then the angel who spoke with me advanced, and another angel came out to meet him and said to him, Run, tell this to that young man. People will live in Jerusalem as though in an open country, because the multitude of men and beasts in her midst. But I will be for her an encircling wall of fire, says the Lord, and I will be the glory in her midst. Sing and rejoice, O daughter Zion. See, I am coming to dwell among you, says the Lord. Many nations shall join themselves to the Lord on that day, and they shall be his people, and they will dwell among you. The word of Zechariah. Big drama. I have never seen God in a wall of fire, but I have seen walls of fire destroy people and property. I've just been reading Walter Brueggemann's Reality, Grief, Hope, Three Urgent Prophetic Tasks. It is a remarkable exegesis of the Hebrew scripture background. The destruction of the temple in 587 BCE defined the writing of a great deal of the Old Testament. They were the chosen people. And where now was God going to dwell if there was no temple and no Holy of Holies? So, was God in a wall of fire? Was God in a hurricane? Was God in a gentle breeze? But definitely not in human form, nor in a human being. So we have all these poetic descriptions and conversations with angels. And I've never met an angel, have you? Then the Word was made flesh. And that was too much for the religious leaders. It just couldn't happen. But it did. God, in the limitations of humanity, lived, died, but rose again. The absolute core of our belief is resurrection. And to assure us of that, Jesus made the awesome statement at the Last Supper. I have to go now in order that the Holy Spirit might come. This is the indwelling of God in every human being. And then along comes that firebrand Paul from Tarsus, and he tells us that we human believers make up the body of Christ. Christ is the head, and we are the body. Oh my, what has God done? That means the Creator, the Redeemer, the Sanctifier are all indwelling. Infinitely better than a wall of fire. Faith is a gift from the Spirit, beyond human comprehension, and we must continue to nurture our faith. And as we do that, we can make sense of both life and death. Without faith, it is all nonsense.